Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
If I held my breath on you, I would have died a thousand times. And if chewing was to show you how much.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. With his dramatic voice, his elliptical but emotive songs, his classically derived piano playing, and his striking presence on stage, Benjamin Clementine occupies a singular place in the music world, somewhere between art music and pop. We met him last year when he joined us in the Soundcheck studio, and 2 weeks later, he won Britain's prestigious Mercury Prize. Coincidence? Yeah, probably. But we're happy to have him back here in our New York studio, especially since he's brought us a new song. It's called Quintessence, and here is Benjamin Clementine to play it live on Soundcheck.
Of gain or fright, they say you must become an animal for the animal to protect us, a good animal. And so they go to war. I do agree, I dear. Of men are purely evil. For whereas some are born with a spoon in your mouth, others are nurtured with a bullet in your hands. They say you must become an animal for the animal to protect us, a good animal. And so they go to war. But I believe in a little bit of my young years of tasting fruit of fear. In the depths of my own sorrows, love is so. Although it clearly hasn't been here.
That is Benjamin Clementine live on Soundcheck, playing at our good old Steinway piano here in the studio and singing a new song called Quintessence. Benjamin was here shortly before or after the release, actually, of his full-length debut, At Least for Now, which went on to win the Mercury Prize. And Benjamin, it's great to have you back with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you very much.
So was that song, Quintessence, was that written here in New York?
Between New York and Paris and London.
Yeah. I mean, folks who know your story know, you know, London-born, discovered in the metros, playing on the streets in the metros of Paris. Yeah. And last year when you were here, when I tried to pin you down on where you lived, you didn't really have an answer.
I've been quite... I haven't had a home for a long time. Finally, I got myself some place in Manhattan somewhere. And yeah, it's a basement, basically, a studio. It's a basement, and you know, it's me. So, You know, it's a space to create, and I love it so much. Yeah.
So a lot has changed for you in a fairly short period of time.
Oh, certainly professionally, yes. I can only count my blessings. That's really it.
You're quick to say professionally. Does that mean, like, personally, you still feel like the same person you were 2 years ago?
So certainly, I think it's taken a long time, personally, because as you rightfully said, I was in Paris, and this was about six, seven years ago. So I was 19. So it's taken a long time for me, but professionally, of course, it's gone quite quick.
Yeah. So I mentioned the Mercury Prize, but just the other night you won another award, the South Bank
Sky Arts Award. Yes, it's more artistic. Mm-hmm. I like the arts and not really that much concerned about pop music personally. But I guess in order to go somewhere, you must first go somewhere.
Right. Yeah, and you have to have some place to come from.
Exactly. And but I was really honored and humbled.
Do you follow the art world, especially in London, where it seems like there's a new thing every month?
Well, I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't say I follow the art world. That's so. I might be doing something with the Tate Modern Museum in London, but these things take time, you know.
Right. So, your creative impulse, does it naturally come out in words and music? Is it sometimes just words? Is it sometimes something purely visual?
I think it's words and visual arts. The visual is visual. You know, I like stories. You know, great American storytelling. You know, that whole Dylan style of telling, Cohen style, and even Nina Simone's style.
Right.
I love words and literature, really.
So, do a lot of your songs start as poems?
It starts poems. Well, I wouldn't say that I'm the perfect poet, or I wouldn't even say that I didn't go to school to learn how to write poetry. So I love William Blake, for example, but I don't know what kind of poetry style it is, but I love it.
So right.
And if I were to learn how to write poetry, I would look at his work and go, okay, well, how can I write about something I like in that same way as he's written it?
Well, and the thing with Blake is sometimes you look at the words and you think you know what he's writing about, and then you look at the whole poem and you think, what is he really writing about?
Yeah, I guess that was the genius of William Blake. It's like a child writing a poem, but then it could be really dark.
Yeah,
and that's what I like.
I mean, when you started singing Quintessence there, for a brief split second, I thought, oh, my God, is he about to sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Oh my God.
Of course, it was just a split second before that went really dark with the image of the iron fence or whatever it is.
this song is about the refugees being from London and going to Paris and then going back to London and seeing how people are reacting to it. You know, obviously they're divided. It's a split, almost 50-50. And it's getting so scary now.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's somewhere over there, you know, I was imagining myself as a refugee or as a Syrian, you know, who is saying that over the iron fence, there are good men. Yeah, it's all about knowing that we all know that love is the only way, we all know that, but you know, due to some circumstances and some people, things are always not the way that we want them to be.
Yeah. Well, love is strong, but fear is also very strong.
Oh, we're born in fear.
Now, where are your family's roots?
Well, my parents were all born in England. We're all British, but my ancestors and my heritage is West African.
Mm-hmm.
People say Ghana, but I actually don't know. I mean, I know that in America, it's such a huge issue in America to know where your ancestors are from or when your parents are from, and I respect that, but it's none of my ambitions.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Have Americans learned to say your last name correctly yet?
No.
So you get lots of Clementine.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, it's all right. I'm so used to it now. So yeah. I mean, I was teased a lot in school anyways. So I was teased a lot. So, oh well, you know, oh well.
Well, Benjamin Clementine is here with us in the Soundcheck studio and playing our piano. His Mercury Prize-winning record is called At Least For Now. And actually, the song you're going to do next, you're talking about, you know, visuals and storytelling. London is a storytelling song and also a video that I personally can't watch because of my fear of heights, but is a very striking visual bit of storytelling.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's I don't even know how I wrote that song, you know? I don't even know how I wrote it. I guess I can't explain it. Yeah. The video, yes, I was, you know, I felt like, you know, I wanted to go back into the whole, you know, trying to find a way out of life and meaning out of life. And so I went on the roof and of Paris and a place called Printemps, Printemps. And on it, you can see almost everywhere in Paris. And I did that video, and it was quite hard because I had to climb all the way up.
In your bare feet?
My bare feet, yeah. I had no, what's called, ropes or anything or... Yeah, none of that.
I literally can't watch it. My hands start sweating. It was quite scary.
But you know, I don't know what happened. Sometimes just
This will be much safer. Over at our piano. Benjamin Clementine is my guest on this edition of Soundcheck. The song is called London. Check out the video if you dare. You can find a link to it on the Soundcheck website, soundcheck.org. Here's a live performance at our piano in the Soundcheck studio.
Now I start, sit on the back of this gray caravan. Tomorrow he'll probably be jumping Parisian metro barriers with a bottle in his hands. Sparkling, sparkling water, mix of peaches and rum. Honestly, I don't drink, but if I did, this would be my favorite punch. Yes, sir. Woke out the door with a hat, you could see everyone. Dressed in black, a class that seemed too far to fit. She said, look at you, look at you. Your game is practically over. Your cup is full, your cup is full. Stop praying for more exposure. And it's obvious that you're trying. Dubious stop where you die. You're pretending, but no one is buying. London, London, London is calling you. What are you waiting for? What are you searching for? London, London, London is all in you. Why are you denying the truth? I might be boring you, he said. Although it's not clear as the morning dew. When my preferred ways are not happening, I won't underestimate who I am capable of becoming. History, ill made today, is written boldly on his face. So clear, could hardly miss it. Oh, transcending the barriers of yesterday was and is the dream. On a road where the punches comes and goes, like fishes caught in ponds, then thrown back for fun. She said, look at you, just pick a fleet. The cup is full, the cup is full. What have you not yet achieved? And it's obvious that you're trying. It's dubious stop where you die. You're pretending, but no one is buying. London,
London, London is calling you. What are you waiting for? What you searching for? London is calling you. Why are you denying the truth? I might be boring you, he said. Although it's not clear as the morning dew, when my preferred ways are not happening, I wrote down the rest of me. I am capable of becoming.
London is the name of the song. Benjamin Clementine, live on Soundcheck at Our Piano. You'll find a version of that song on his award-winning album called At Least For Now. We've also heard a new song from Benjamin on this edition of Soundcheck. And, boy, for someone who was saying, you know, I feel lucky to play the piano because it's not really my thing, I mean, I love your piano playing.
Thank you so much.
When you walked in here, the first thing you did was sit down at the piano and start playing Eric Satie.
Oh, yeah.
So that's obviously a source of inspiration.
Yeah, yeah, certainly, yes. Yeah. Satie's my favorite composer of all time, yes.
Mm-hmm. And another, you know, artist who has a kind of instinctive, you know, a kind of deceptive simplicity.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I learned a lot from him in terms of minimalism. You know, he played so simply. He's like William Blake. You know, if William Blake was playing classical music, he would.
It would be Eric Satie.
It would be Eric Satie. I think so. Yes. So,
what was it like having David Byrne come to interview you for a big cover article on the New York Times Magazine? What was that experience like?
Well, first of all, it wasn't just that alone. He came to, you know, where I'm from. It's Edmonton.
Yeah, there's a photo on your website of you and him at Edmonton Green Station.
Yes, yes. I believe English people can't believe it. You know, it's you know, everything is possible. I think that's what they're thinking right now. Yeah, I mean, David Byrne, you know how great he is, and Talking Heads, and I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he came down and interviewed me in the library that I used to go in when I was a little kid, you know, and it was great. It was such a great experience. It was quite weird because, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, we were talking before, I was asking you how much things have changed. I mean, that's just got to be a surreal experience to be back in your childhood haunts with David Byrne.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's and, you know, the funny thing is, not a lot of people recognize him. It might have crossed people's mind. Crossing people's mind that, you know, this is David Byrne, but I don't think it's David Byrne. What's David Byrne doing in Edmonton? Do you know what I mean? So I just thought, no, it's not David Byrne, whatever. Do you know what I mean? So
the two of you cut quite a figure, you know, him with his shock of pure white hair and you with your equally shocking growth of black hair.
Yeah,
and
it's I guess so, yeah.
So you're a fan.
Yeah.
You also posted a playlist on your website. What's on that? What have you been listening to?
Well, in all fairness, someone else did it. I think.
Wait a minute. So someone else said, this is what I think Benjamin is listening to or should be listening to, or is it actually what you were listening to?
I think someone else did it. I'll confess now because I, you know, I've been so busy, you know, and playing, performing that social media is, you know, I'm not, I just can't do it all the time, you know. So I think that I shouldn't.
Benjamin,
I'm just an honest person, so.
You are preaching to the unconverted here. I am totally with you with the social media stuff.
No. It's important. We need it these days, obviously. If you want to go to where you want to go as an artist, you need it. But, you know, that particular moment, I think I was really, I was in the middle of a gig or whatever. But I do know the person who did it. And it's got, I believe it's got Leonard Cohen in it. You know, it's got possibly Dylan as well.
Mm-hmm.
David Byrne too.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, yes. You know, they know what I like.
Yeah.
But no, no one knows what I really like. But and all right, I sound so spoiled now.
No. You know what? I mean, it's been less than a year since you were last here, and I cannot help but notice just how much more comfortable you sound on mic. You know, obviously, you've had a lot of experience in the last year of having to talk about yourself and your music and all that kind of stuff. And
are you saying that I'm not shy anymore?
Well, you know.
Okay, well, maybe because I know you now. Well, yeah. I think I know you.
You don't know me.
I don't know you, I guess. No, but I saw you a couple of times, three times.
Yeah.
And you seem to be a nice person, so
yes,
why not?
I do give off that vibe. I attempt to give off that vibe.
Well, you've succeeded.
We're speaking with Benjamin Clementon, the singer, songwriter, and pianist. And this next song you're going to do for us, I Won't Complain, there is a new version of this, right? You did it for, was it Burberry?
They wanted me to.
Oh.
Because of, obviously, you know, whatever reasons. But it didn't quite, you know, it wasn't good enough. No one wants to waste any money, much more money, so decided to just use the original one, which is, you know, what it is.
You know,
it's you know, you can only, you know, you do one take and then you get it and then you can't do it again.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Well, as you said, you were talking about London. It's like, I don't know how that happened. I don't know how I wrote it. Sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, it's true. And, nice expression.
Well, not mine. That's an American expression.
Right.
You'll hear that if you stay here long enough. You wanna try it at our piano?
Sure.
Benjamin Clementon is my guest on this edition of Soundcheck, and I Won't Complain is the name of the song. This is an earlier song that you'll find on his earlier EP, released in the UK under one title and the US on another. It all gets very complicated, but all you need to know is that this is a live performance on Soundcheck.
My heart is a mellow drum in fact, set alight by echoes of pain 24/7, 24/7. I dream, I smile, I woke, I cry, I dream. I smile, I walk, I cry. You might not say that it's a wonderful world, and it's a wonderful life, and a wonderful day, just as yesterday. My good days are far gone, they'll surely come back one morning, so I won't complain. My mind is a mirror, a reflection only known to me. For those who hate me, the more you hate me, the more you help me. And those who seem to love me, the more you love me, the more you hurt me. So I dream, I smile, I walk, I cry. You might not say that it's a wonderful world, and it's a wonderful life, and a wonderful day. just yesterday. But I want good blood. No, I want good blood. Oh, my good days are far gone. They'll surely come back one moon. So I want good blood. No, I wouldn't complain. No, I wouldn't complain. Though my good days are far gone, they'll surely come back one morning. So I wouldn't
Benjamin Clementon, live on Soundcheck with his song, I Won't Complain. You'll find that in this country on an EP that was called I Dream, I Smile, I Walk, I Cry, and that came out, probably early 2015, before the full-length debut, at least for now, which, of course, went on to win the Mercury Prize over in the UK. So what happens next? I mean, you're touring select dates around the country here in July, and then we've heard one new song. Are you writing others?
Yeah, I'm currently working on my second album. But before it comes out, I want to make sure that I play the whole America. I'm touring around America, and I'm going to come back again in the winter and tour again. Obviously, when I play in Europe, Europe's not far from England, so, you know, it's still... But crossing the pond and playing America is quite exciting, and it's exciting to know what people feel, and, you know, what people think, and people... And how people are, you know, feeling, and how people are living, you know. Right. You know, I've had all kinds of things.
Well, you're here at a very interesting time.
Exactly. So, I'm not going to be very behave very stupidly and just jump on the bandwagon and you know, I want to see both sides and you know, and musically and artistically maybe write something about it and it's inspiring.
Well, that's why I asked what you know whether you were still writing songs here in New York, because you know many musicians are really profoundly influenced by the place where they are in the writing process, and you know you've moved to the other side of the pond, as you put it, and
it'd be
interesting to see if that affects the songs.
Certainly, I believe it will, but it will still be me, of course. But
right.
But I think so. Yes,
right.
Of course.
Well, we'll look forward to that. In the meantime, you can find Benjamin Clementon's debut full length called At Least for Now, which is out. If you have a chance to catch him in a live performance, it's worth it to watch him loom over the piano from almost a standing position. I don't think I'll ever get used to seeing that, Benjamin, but I hope to get used to seeing you here in our Soundcheck studios. Great having you back.
Thank you very much.
I'm alone in a box of stone.
That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.
Onto this bed, my tears have their solemn rest. I'm lonely, alone in a box of stone. They claim to love.